From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 966th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hank Snow.
Have you ever been down to Haiti when the summer sun was sinking low? There's nothing but romance just everywhere you glance, and the native huts are all aglow. But when the Cuban queen comes upon the scene, they all stare like a statue out of stone. When they realize what's before their eyes, the other gals are left all alone. And when you get a glimpse of a lady with a child, and for miles away you can see her sway to the beat of the Cuban conga line that forms up in a tree so high way up in the sky, such a wide-eyed monkey on a limb. He wonders why the people go to so much trouble just to try to be like him. He doesn't understand that it's a lady's hand that makes the heart feel so sublime. And before too long, he starts singing the song, and then he gets in the conga line. Thanks so much, good neighbors, and welcome to another Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, lead off here with the list of some of our entertainers.
Sure thing, Hank. Well, to begin with, we got that fine quartet, the Jordanaires, with us. And of course, there's Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Yes, and our good friend Chet Atkins.
To say nothing of String Bean, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers.
And, of course, our very special guest, that newcomer to the Grand Ole Opry, Don Gibson. But now it's time we heard from our good friends, the Jordanaires, with their latest recording, a tune they cut while out on the West Coast for Paramount Pictures. And here are the Jordanaires with a little tune called Little Miss Ruby.
Little Miss Ruby's got the beat, got a loving heart and a bopping feet. Ruby's sweet like a honeybee, sure looks good to me.
A fine song, Jordanaires. Yes, sir, that's a dandy. Now, friends and neighbors, it's my pleasure to introduce another first for the Grand Ole Opry. A boy whose singing has just taken the country by storm and appearing for the first time as a regular member of WSM's Grand Ole Opry. Let's make him welcome Don Gibson. Don, it's a real pleasure to welcome you to this session of the Opry.
Well, Hank, it's my pleasure to be here. You know, Hank, being on the Grand Ole Opry is the dream and ambition of every country music entertainer.
Don't you know it, Don, especially when it's the greatest country show in the whole wide world.
Now, Don, I know you've got a new RCA Victor record out, and so how about doing it for the folks? And here he is, Don Gibson with Oh, Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. But she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything to me.
We've been growing tobacco in this country for centuries now.
Why, sure. Tobacco was the chief crop of our early settlers. It was even used as money in some of the original colonies.
Sir, that's true. But tobacco growing and processing have changed a lot since those days. Now, pipe smokers get the best tobacco ever at much less cost, all packed so mild and fresh in this tin of Prince Albert.
Ah, P.A.'s great, Grant.
Yes, sir. It gives you the coolest, the laziest, most comfortable smoke that you can get.
That's because it's crimp cut to pack right, burns slow and even.
And tastes good? Well, I just wish that I could tell you how good Prince Albert tastes. That's because P.A.'s special process keeps in all the fine, natural tobacco flavor. Even snaps it up to make it taste better.
Why, you can't beat PA and OCB papers for a making cigarette. Rolls easy, smokes cool and satisfying. So pipe smoker or making man, light up with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco and enjoy the coolest, most comfortable smoke you can get. Now, here's Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers. So latch on to a partner and join in the fun as Tommy fiddles Old Joe Clark.
Bring on friends, I'll bring it to you.
you, Tommy Jackson, Opry Square Dances. You know, the old-fashioned hoedown was a big thing in the lives of our ancestors. Wherever there was a barn raisin' or a huskin' bee, there was a fiddler playing for the square dances. But friends, greater than anything else in the all-abiding belief and faith in God, shared by all the people who helped make America great, so for all the old-timers and this younger generation, too, we'd like to do one of our favorite hymns for you now, God's Little Candles.
The angels are lighting God's little candle. Softly they glow as the day says goodbye. The angels are lighting God's little candle. We call them stars, they're our friends in the sky. The cares of the day, like clouds, roll away when stars twinkle through night's curtain of blue. The angels are lighting God's little candle. I'm all God's children, we're kneeling to pray. The cares of the day, like clouds, roll away when stars twinkle through night's curtain of dawn. Angels are lighting God's little candle. I'm all God's children, we're kneeling to pray.
Hank, that was wonderful. I know everybody joins with me in saying thank you.
Well, thank you, Grant, but speaking of something really wonderful, here's a boy who does a wonderful job on playing the guitar. He's the one and only Chet Atkins with the 12th Street Rag. That's wonderful, Chet. That's the greatest. Yes, sir. Now, here's a young gal we're very proud of, who was just chosen by the radio listeners as their favorite comedian for her performances on the Grand Ole Opry in TV Radio's Mirror's annual awards poll. It's that gossipy gal from Grinda Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl. Well, congratulations, Min.
Well, howdy. I'm really proud to
be here.
Have
you seen it?
No, I hadn't seen
it. Ain't that the prettiest thing you ever seen?
Oh, that's the prettiest thing I ever seen. Lordy mercy, I don't know what to say. And when you get me in that kind of position, I'm really in one, ain't I? Thank you so much. And I certainly want to thank those kind folks with TV Radio Mirror My, what a nice homecoming surprise. You know, I've been gone, and I get back, and I found out I got that award, and I found out Mr. Earl Wilson's here, that New York columnist, you know. You know, he writes that column that's syndicated all over the country, and he writes about all them glamorous women. I used to write, Mr. Wilson don't know this, but I used to write a column for the Grinder Switch Gazette. I did, and I mentioned all the fellers at Grinder Switch in my column, like he mentions them glamorous women in his. I mentioned the fellers at Grinder Switch in my column. It didn't do much for the paper, but it sure pepped up my circulation. Oh, me. Well, so though I don't know about these fellers now, when you look at a feller like this handsome Don Gibson, that he come in here since I left, too. Oh, I still look at them. It don't do no good, but I look. It's kind of like going down to the depot and watching the trains go by. You love to hear the whistle even if you ain't going nowhere. Oh, and I don't have to worry, though, because I've got my feller Hezzy. Oh, I never will forget the first time my feller Hezzy kissed me. You know, when it happened was we was coming home from meeting, and we stopped right by the graveyard, and that there's when my feller liked to propose to me. Right there. We was in the horse and buggy, and we stopped right there by the graveyard, and my feller looked over at the graveyard, and then he looked over at me, and he says, Minnie Pearl. That there's my name's Minnie Pearl. That is why he called me that. He says, all my folks for years back have been buried over in that graveyard. I hope someday to see you buried over there, too. Oh! I didn't know what to say. It comes to sudden him proposing to me, and then when he kissed me for the first time. See, he'd stopped the horse, and just as he started to tell that old horse to get up, he went like this. And I got in the way. Oh, he kissed me, all right. He really popped it to me, I'll tell you. Oh, I thought every hair on my head was a harp, and somebody was playing a different tune on every one of them. That was exciting, but I tell you, I have bad news about brother. I hate to tell y'all this about my brother. Brother ate a box of mothballs the other day. Oh, no. He did. He ate a whole box of mothballs. Well, he did. He thought there's candy, and he ate them.
It is.
It is bad, too, them mothballs. We don't know what to do about it. Wonder if you know, Hank, anywhere we could get brother a job breathing on overcoats for the summer. But I've been having a big time down in Alabama with the little Judge Wallace down there. We've been having more fun. And let me tell you what. Let me tell you what happened, Hank. Did you know that there was a feller down there said this about me? He seen me going through that crowd down there, and he said to another feller standing there, he said, you know, he said, I believe that's that Minnie Pearl. Been up there at the Grand Ole Opry for so long. He said, she carries on like she's from the country. He said, I bet she ain't from the country. He said, I bet she don't know a goose from a gander. And I turned around and I said, well, at Grinder Switch, we don't worry about that. We just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves. Bye now. See you next week.
Now, don't you go away, because I want to ask you something. Hey, what's all this talk about Hezzy slipping off from the dance the other night and leaving you with another man?
Just gossip, Hank. Oh, I admit he slipped off for a little while, but he come right back after he got himself another can of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You see, Hezzy don't go much for dancing. He's more the setting kind.
Well, don't he miss a lot of fun that way?
Not as long as he's got his pipe and Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Hezzy says Prince Albert gives him the coolest, tastiest, most comfortable smoke he can get. Says he'd lots rather set out with his pipe and P.A. than be dancing with any girl.
Ah, P.A.'s great, Minnie. Great for making men, too. Rolls so easy and smokes so good. So pipe smoker or making man, enjoy cool, lazy, comfortable smoking pleasure with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the tip. The fruit Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now then, here's our brand new member of the regular opera gang again, our guest, Don Gibson. Well, Don, there's not too much time for talk, but I believe you just get right on into your song. How about that?
Okay, Hank. Folks, here's one I hope you like. It's called I Can't Stop Loving You.
Oh, I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew so long ago still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind. Living memories of old lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Very beautiful, Don Gibson. And neighbors, I might add that that tune is one of Don's latest recordings on RCA Victor. Grant, hey, Grant Turner, what's next here on the list?
Tell it, Wise Hank. Why, it's that long, tall country boy with the short britches.
You are so right, Grant. And folks, here he is, all set to sing and play a tune called Train 45. Let's make him welcome, String Bean.
Well, you ought to have been uptown when that evening train come down. You ought to hear the whistle blow a thousand miles. I'm going up this track with tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Hear the whistle blow, how lonesome she sounds. Thought she'd blow like she never blowed before. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Honey, you say so. Never work no more. I'll sidetrack my train and come home. If this train runs right, see my little woman Saturday night, 900 miles away from home.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, String. I know everybody really liked that song.
Yes, sir. And speaking of songs, Hank, isn't it time we had one from you?
Well, Grant, that's awfully nice of you to ask.
And isn't it true that you're making an extended tour of Canada?
Well, I thank you for asking that, too, Grant. We are starting out around May the 8th in up around Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and we're working across the Great Dominion of Canada for about 6 weeks. And we're going to finish up around about the last of June in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Now, let's see. We would like to do another song for your friends and neighbors. It's one of our newest on the RCA Victor label, and we kind of hope you like it. It goes like this. Whisper and rain, oh, whisper your song. There on my roof, my window pane, a whispering rain.
Whispering rain. my blues away. Now that she's gone, I'm all alone, can't stand the pain. Whispering rain,
whispering rain,
whispering rain,
whispering rain.
Now that she's gone, I'm over. I look at the rain and I wonder, where can she be? Will she come back to me? Whispering rain,
whispering rain.
Whispering rain, falling where we used to stroll. The garden so green, the path by the stream. Whispering rain, oh how I hate to see you wash away the footsteps in clay we left on the sea. Whispering rain,
whispering.
Whispering rain,
whispering rain.
Now that she's gone, I've no lover. I look at the rain and I wonder, where can she be? Will she come back to me? Whispering rain,
whispering rain,
whispering rain.
Whispering rain,
whispering rain,
whispering rain.
Well, now we've got to leave you, friends, but I want to say it was sure nice having you with us for tonight's Grand Ole Opry. Be back again next week when Porter Wagner will be running the outfit, and he'll have Jimmy Newman along as his guest. Till then, this is Hank Stokes saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.